Good evening, everybody. Thanks for joining me tonight on a cold, wintry, nasty day out there. Tonight, I have Amaya Bray, a junior from Manchester. Amaya, thank you for joining me tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Before we get, you know, into all the good questions, how do you think your season's going so far?
We're doing pretty good. Besides our two losses against Manasquan, but that was just a learning experience. And I think from those two losses, we are ready to keep playing and win the rest of the game this season.
And you guys have, you know, pretty tough schedule. You know, I know, you know, Dave, you know, he schedules, you know, top teams, which is what you want to play. And, you know, you got a big one Saturday that everyone's, you know, looking forward to. So, you know, I wish you luck Saturday against Donovan, you know, kind of some bragging rights.
Thank you.
You know, for that game. I like to ask the players this and everybody, how did you handle, you know, the end of last year, the school year, when, you know, one day you're in school, the next day you're virtual learning. How did you handle that transition?
At first it was pretty weird, I guess you can say, because, well, I guess the whole year of school, like, we're not used to just looking at a computer all day, especially learning from home. More harder to learn at home, I think, for myself. But towards the end of the school year, you get used to it, and it just got easier as time went on.
Now, how did you handle, you know, doing your schoolwork, you know, virtual learning and that, and then, you know, the pandemic, you know, trying to keep up on your basketball game?
With school, I would do, like, schoolwork during the morning, because at first when it happened, they would just give us work and we would have all day to do it. So I just did it in the morning. And then a lot of people had virtual workouts that you can do off Zoom. So I did a lot of those throughout the day. Or then I would, like, just go out and shoot myself.
Yeah, technology today, you know, 20 years ago, you know, no Zoom, no virtual workouts. It would have been, you know, more difficult to try to figure out how, you know, to keep up, especially working with trainers. Going back, you know, background a little bit, how old were you when you started playing basketball?
I was 10. Yeah, I was 10.
And what made you get into basketball?
My dad. Hey. He always had each one of us try the sport. And when I tried it, I instantly fell in love with it. So I just kept playing from there.
Did you do any other sports when you were younger?
Yeah, I played soccer.
So, but basketball was your first love?
Yeah.
You have any siblings?
Yeah, I have five.
Five? Do they play basketball?
Mm-mm.
No? None of them?
Nope.
Okay. Do any of them play any sports?
My little sister plays field hockey and volleyball.
Okay. Do you try to help your little sister at all? Or?
As much as I can, yeah.
I guess it's tough, you know, not sports that you play, but I get, you know, like, the mental aspect that, you know, you could probably help and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What if I've gotten to know your dad over the past year, and, you know, he's always at your events. What have your parents meant to you in your development?
They have a lot, especially with the support system they give me. Also with my dad, from playing all the way through college, basketball IQ, just like the pointers and tips he gives me as a player, it helps me develop and become a better player and be the player that I want to be as I continue to play.
Yeah, that has to be an advantage, you know, your father, you know, playing at a high level, you know, and he, you know, pick his brain, and I'm sure he gives you advice whenever he sees it. Do you always accept it? Because, you know, I know when I was younger, if my dad told me to do something, you know, if it was a bad game or something, then, you know, you played bad. You just don't want to hear it, or you enjoy yeah. When he kind of helps you out.
When I was younger, I wouldn't really listen to it. But as I got older and started to understand the game, I was like, he does know what he's talking about. Okay. So then I started to listen more and take his tips and put them into my game, and they've made me become better.
That's great. Yeah, it's, you know, you get wiser as you get older, they say, right? Who would, you know, could be family or, you know, celebrity, who would you think, you know, when you're younger that you looked up to as a role model?
My dad.
That's great. You know, and I know you guys, you know, close family, and and it's great. I love when the kids, you know, when they don't give me LeBron, when they give me a family member, whether it's father, mother, you know, another sibling. That's great. Switch over to AAU. Who's your current AAU team?
Exodus out of New York.
Okay. Who's your coach?
Coach Tony Brown.
Okay. Who are a couple like teammates that you currently play with?
On my AU team.
Yes.
Deja Young, Tamaya Lewis. Trying to think. Dang, I just had like a fart real quick. Okay, I don't know why, but those are the only two I can remember right now. I don't know why.
That's it. That's all right. How about when you're who are some of the previous AAU teams that you played for?
I played for the Jersey Warriors up to eighth grade, and then I played for the New Jersey Bells my freshman year.
Who was your coach for the Warriors?
My dad.
Yeah. Okay. How about for the Bells?
Coach Masonis and Coach
Okay.
Mike Rice.
Okay, very good.
Right.
Now, talk your high school career. You know, Manchester, very successful program over the years. When you're going in as a freshman, what are some goals you set for yourself?
I think my main goal was to get some points on so I can get closer to my 1,000 for my senior year. And also, I think was just trying to figure out where I fit in the team and trying to be part of the team I possibly could as a freshman, especially on varsity. So I think those are my main two goals.
Yeah, and you know, your freshman year, you guys, you know, had a killer team. What is some now? Dakota and Correa, they were seniors, right? Your freshman year. What are some things you learned from them?
Some things I learned from them is how to be a good leader and to not stop playing in a regardless of the situation that we're in, and to never give up in games, especially harder games when you feel like, oh, we don't have this one, we're not going to win this one, just to keep playing no matter what happens because you never know the outcome of something.
Good. Now, your team had a very successful year. Talk about, you know, winning the Shore Conference tournament your freshman year and, you know, beating St. John Vianney.
That game was crazy. And I just remember the overwhelming feeling of happiness, especially we were the first team in Manchester history to ever win that game. And the overwhelming feeling of support and love, it was probably one of the best feelings I've ever felt in my life.
That's great. And then, you know, your team was able to carry on the success and winning, you know, you girls won group two. How did it feel winning a state title?
It felt great. It also, especially as a freshman, just getting that experience and feeling that as, let's say, the youngest people on the team. So I would say it just felt great being part of a team that had accomplished that win.
Yeah, being involved in games like that, you know, helps you, unfortunately this year, no states, but next year, being in games like that as a younger, freshman sophomore just gives you that much experience when, you get to your senior year for those big matchups. Moving to your sophomore year, what were some things you learned playing with Kamari Reynolds, such a good point guard, she's, I think, a very smart player on the court.
I've learned how to be a better leader and how to push people around me and how to know when to get, how to know what you need to do in big games. Like if you know that this person's hot, to give them the ball, or if like you need to take over, to take over. And also she's taught me to never, once again, to never give up on whatever the situation is and just to keep pushing because everything will fall on eventually.
Now you girls had a rematch with St. John Vianney in the finals. Talk, you know, not the outcome you had your freshman year, just, you know, talk what it meant. You know, it's very hard to get to the Shore Conference Finals back to back years, you know, especially, you know, Manasquan, Manchester, St. John Vianney, RBC, St. Rose, you know, all, you know, the past few years, you were the teams that were talked about, you know, not just in the Shore and the state. So what I mean, you know, getting back to the game back to back years, and what it was like, you know, even though you didn't have the outcome that you wanted.
It meant a lot, I think, especially to me, that we had the chance to get back in finals once again against the team you played the year before. And I think that experience with that game has taught me a lot as a player, especially with you can't ever doubt any teams that you play, no matter who they are, because they're you always have, especially if you win a game like that, you always have a target on your back and everybody's trying to knock you down and trying to win. So I think it gave me the mindset as no matter what happens, you can't let your guard down and you just have to keep pushing and no matter what the outcome is, if you lose or if you win, you gotta keep
That's
going regardless.
yeah, that's great. That's yeah, you know, you just gotta keep your head up, you know, learn from whatever mistakes might have been made, and you know, just get them next time. You know, the season end abruptly with COVID. You know, you girls, you just beat Manasquan right to in the semis. What did it mean, you know, not being able to finish the season, and you know, odds are you know your team was going to make it to the TOC tournament, you know, and not being able to compete and you know finish the state title run.
I remember the feeling I remember was like sadness because I remember we played the game and the next day we had practice and that practice our coach let the us girls run practice or we did whatever we felt like doing. And I remember in practice we made a video of like us all together playing, not knowing that that would be our last practice of the season. Until the next day when we find out that our season was canceled. And at that Manasquan was the last game that we would play with the seniors and that we knew that we were 3 games away from the TOC finals and we knew we had it because we were becoming the team that we've been working to become that whole year and we knew that we were going to get that far. So I just think it was a disappointment that we weren't able to do what we knew we could have done.
Yeah, it was, you know, especially, you know, your team had a couple big wins during the regular season, right? You beat what was it, Winston-Salem, that they were nationally ranked. Was that the team you guys beat during the season? I think they were what, ranked like fifth or
Yeah.
sixth. So, you know, and I agree your team was definitely coming into their own, you know, coming in, you know, towards the end of the season. So it was disappointing that, you know, it got ended like that. Going into this year, did you think the season was gonna happen?
I didn't know. I was hoping that it would happen when we heard that we were going to start December 3rd, I believe it was like, okay, we're good, we're gonna be set. And it got pushed back a whole nother month. I was like, well, at this point, we never know what can happen. But once we got the final call, like, oh, your season's happening, I was like, thank goodness. Because I don't know what I ha what I have what I would have done if
Yeah, that was the mindset most of the girls, you know, just, you know, get on the court, didn't care what the season looked like, just wanted to get on the court and perform, right? What was something you were looking to improve on, you know, at the start of the season from your sophomore year?
basketball wise, my ball handling and my basketball IQ, because as you get older, your IQ gets better. So I wanted to get a better IQ for this season, especially as the main parts in on the team this year. That team be better.
I love that answer. I think you might have been the first, you know, I asked that question to everyone, what they wanted to improve on, and you're the first person said, I think you might be the first one said IQ, which is great, like, because people don't think about that aspect of the game, and that can make you just as good and sharp as, you know, working on your jumper or trying to improve your jumper. What any goals you set for yourself for this season?
I think most of my main goals were to help me get my 1,000 next year, of course, but also just to enjoy the 15 games that we got this season, because we never knew if we were going to be in quarantine or if the season was going to get shut down. So I just had a goal to enjoy every moment of it, no matter what, how many games we play or how many weeks we got to play, just to be like, you're playing, do what you have to do while you're playing and just be happy as you go.
What, you know, you play, you know, with such a star with Destiny, what are some of the things she has taught you over, you know, the last three seasons?
She has taught me a lot, especially as a player, especially with her work ethic and the way she is in games and how she never stops playing in games. She could be in the worst pain or as tired as anybody else, but she would be the main one, like, guys, come on, we got to do this, like, we can't stop now. And I think she's taught me as a leader to, if you work hard and put an example out for your team, that your team will follow you regardless of what's going on. So I think she's just taught a lot how to be a harder worker, if that makes sense, and to just never stop, and to also be patient with what's going on with everything, and that everything will come eventually and everything will fall into place.
That's good, because you kind of answered my next question too, what you hope to carry, you know, into next season as you're the senior leader on the team. So it's good that, you know, Destiny showed you those things. And, you know, like you said, you see it on the court. Sometimes you could see that, you know, she might be in a little bit of pain, but she don't stop fighting, you know, at all, you know, to the last whistle. Now, moving into, you know, there's not really, you know, there's a little postseason in the Shore, not your normal postseason. So just going to go, you know, next season into your senior year, what are you hoping to accomplish your senior year?
I hope to get my 1,000, but I also want to enjoy my senior year and win as many games as I can, and to just help my team in those games, no matter what the outcome is, and just to have fun, because it's your last year of being in high school with your community and playing with your friends that you had since you were little. So I just have the goal of just being happy with playing.
You bring up community, and, you know, I don't think, especially in this area, public school has such a turnout like Manchester does at these games, you know, whether it's the WOBM, the Shore Conference Tournament, Manchester, you know, they come to support your team. How does it feel having such a community backing?
It feels great, and it makes you just want to keep going, because especially as a small town as Manchester is, you wouldn't expect our team to be as successful as we are, and just having that love and support behind us no matter what the outcome is, no matter what happens, just feels great, and that you always have somebody there regardless.
Yeah, and they're very passionate too, watching your team too.
Yeah.
I've noticed that being in the stands, which is good, you know, that shows you, you know, that they care, and, you know, there's excitement behind the team. Are you up for some rapid fire questions?
Of course.
Okay. So what's your favorite TV show?
Grey's Anatomy.
Every kid says that, you know, and that show's been
so good.
How long is that show? Was that show even on when you girls were born? That show was on probably before you girls were born or close to it, right?
It came out the year I was born.
Okay. How about favorite movie?
Avengers Endgame.
Okay. Favorite number?
3. 3.
And that's your basketball number, right? Is that
ever since I was little.
Is that your Exodus number 2, 3? Are you 3?
Yeah, I've been number 3 since the day I started playing.
Why is 3 your favorite number?
Because when I was little, this is funny. When I was little, we always had number order. And in my last name, I was always 3 for some reason. And also, my dad's favorite number is 13. So I kind of wanted to stick with the 3 because he was 13. So it was like 13 and 3.
That's good. What's your favorite subject?
Math,
okay. How about favorite song or music group?
I have a favorite genre, which is R&B. I
Okay.
don't really have a favorite song.
Either do I. I like all music, so that's a tough question.
Yeah.
What last question, what is for this is what is something you enjoy doing outside of basketball on your, like, free time you have?
I like cooking and baking a lot, but probably hanging out with friends and family and loved ones.
I do remember you said that in Dave's interview or Mike's interview, you like to cook.
Yeah.
Do you like baking, right? You like baking? Like baking cakes and stuff like that. Excellent, excellent. What got you into
Yeah.
that?
When I was little, we would always make homemade Christmas cookies, and then I just like baked from there. So like I would always make the birthday cakes for everybody's birthday. And if you ask my family, I have the best birthday cake in the family. I do. You gotta ask them. I do.
I'll when I see your dad, I'll ask him that. That's good. Before we like to wrap up, like talk future, you're looking at colleges. What are some things you're kind of looking at, like location wise, size of school, that kind of stuff?
I'm looking for a college that's far from home, but not too far. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
A pretty decent size. Pretty decent size. A really good in education, and probably a school that has a very good support system with the community and love like I have at Manchester. So I think that's a really big thing for me, knowing like I feel at home when I'm there.
That's great, because that is one thing. Your freshman year is, you gotta get through your freshman year not being homesick and stuff. So having that su support system, that's a great answer. Do you know what you want to study?
I'm between education and mathematics and sports management.
Oh, wow. Good, good. So do you know what you, any idea what you want to be after college?
No.
No. Okay. And that's a couple thing. You go
Not at
te
all.
te teacher, or get into sports, sports management, maybe be an agent.
Yeah.
Which is good. If you do go that route, you need to have mathematics as a background too, knowing numbers and stuff like that. Last question I like to ask everybody. What advice would you give your younger self?
Be patient and keep working hard, even though if you feel like your time's not coming or other people are getting more opportunities than you, your time will eventually come, and just keep having God no matter what in your life.
That's great, and just keep focusing on the positives and what you can control, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I appreciate you taking some time out tonight, and I know you girls have a big game on Saturday. I wish you luck.
Thank you.
All right, you have a good night.
You too.
Thanks.